Audio 3.6.
Friendship Day. The idea of a special Friendship Day has several origins. An American woman, Joyce Hall, owned a greetings card company. In 1930, she planned a Friendship Day to create more business. She thought, if people had a new celebration, they would buy more cards. The first Friendship Day in the USA was on the 2nd of August. Many Americans send cards, but then this tradition died out after a few years. However, a different idea of Friendship Day has been celebrated in some South American countries since 1958. It began with a group of friends in Puerto Penasco, Paraguay. They decided to celebrate friendship and understanding on the 30th of July every year. One man in the group, Ramon Artemio Bracho, wanted to do more. He wanted to turn strangers into friends. He worked hard to start celebrations in other countries. Thanks to Ramon's work, people in India and China also took up the idea. Friendship Day was growing. Finally, in 2011, the celebration became International Friendship Day when the United Nations agreed to support it. They saw it as a good way to encourage peace by getting different cultures to communicate more. They set up activities for children and teenagers of mixed nationalities, such as fun runs or friendly games. The hope is that these kinds of events help people to respect one another's culture and to make new friends. In some countries, people have a meal, phone friends, or use social media to send messages. In Paraguay, the Invisible Friend game is played 1 week before the special day. All names of schoolmates or workmates are written on pieces of paper and put in a box. Then, everybody takes one card with a name and buys a small present for that person, wraps it, and writes the name on it. When you get your gift on Friendship Day, you don't know who bought it. However, if I wanted to do something for my buddies, I would give them friendship bands because they are so popular. Jyoti Singh, age 15, India.